Chapter 8. The next day, Ricky, Sandy and Peter left the hotel very early in the morning. Everybody in the village was asleep. Nobody saw them leave for White Mountain. Later, Janet went to the shop and talked to Mr. Noble.
I wanted to climb Mount James today with Ricky, Sandy and Peter, but I can't, said Janet. I have to work in the morning and then go shopping in town with my father. We'll be in town all afternoon.
A lot of people in the shop heard Janet say this. Then Janet went and sat in the park. She watched Mr. Noble's shop for a long time. Mr. Noble didn't leave the shop, and Janet returned to work in the hotel. Sandy, Ricky and Peter climbed White Mountain. They were very careful. They watched for falling rocks, but nothing happened. It was difficult to climb the mountain. After 3 hours, they got to the snow at the top of the mountain. Suddenly, Sandy stopped and said to Peter and Ricky,
"Look over there, near that big rock. There's something in the snow."
They ran to the big rock.
"Look, it's an aeroplane. A lot of the aeroplane is under the snow."
"This is what we saw from the village. We saw the sun shining on the aeroplane."
"Let's dig the aeroplane from the snow and see what we can find,"
said Peter.
"Then perhaps we'll discover why somebody in the village is trying to frighten us."
Ricky, Sandy and Peter started to dig with their hands. They cleaned the snow from the windows and looked inside the aeroplane.
"What can you see? Is the pilot inside?"
There was nobody in the aeroplane. The aeroplane was empty. Then Peter saw a small map in the aeroplane near the window. He took the map and looked at it. On the map, there was the name William Green.
"Who's William Green?"
asked Ricky.
"Perhaps he was the pilot,"
answered Peter.